InternetCases.com Podcast, July 8th, 2005.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the InternetCases.com Podcast, coming to you in MP3 from Chicago, Illinois, USA. I'm attorney Evan Brown, and I'm the author of the weblog found at InternetCases.com. Thanks for tuning in. A recent case from a federal court in California shows how copying images and reposting them on the internet without permission can really get a person in trouble. The court entered judgment in excess of $175,000 against a defendant accused of copyright infringement and unauthorized commercial use of photographs. The case is called IO Group versus Adkins and was decided by the court on June 23rd. Here's what happened. Plaintiff IO Group runs various adult websites. Without the plaintiff's permission, defendant Adkins copied over 100 of the plaintiff's copyrighted images, and he reposted them on his own websites. IO Group, of course, didn't like this, so it filed a lawsuit against Adkins alleging copyright infringement under federal law and unauthorized commercial use of the photographs under a California statute. Before filing suit, IO had registered the copyrights in each of the images with the Copyright Office in Washington, D.C. It had also obtained releases from each of the models appearing in the photographs. Through these releases, IO Group acquired the models' rights of publicity in the photographs. So by taking these measures, IO had really tightened up its ownership of the various rights in the images. IO filed the lawsuit and served the defendant with a summons, but the defendant never responded. This probably wasn't the smartest thing to do, because the court went ahead and entered judgment by default. It determined that IO had alleged sufficient facts to state claims for copyright infringement and unauthorized commercial use of the photographs. So the court turned to the question of the amount of damages that the plaintiff should be entitled to for copyright infringement. In certain circumstances, the Copyright Act allows a plaintiff to recover what are called statutory damages. That is, an amount of damages determined by the court that may be more than the actual damages that the plaintiff suffered. In this case, the court considered several factors, including the number of images that had been used without authorization, to conclude that IO Group was entitled to $1,000 per image. But that wasn't all. IO was also entitled to recover under the California statute providing for exclusive rights of publicity in a photo. Remember, the models appearing in the images had signed over their rights of publicity to IO. When Adkins posted the images on the internet without authorization, he violated this right of publicity, which IO now owned. So the court awarded $750 per image on this count. Adding up all the damages, the court awarded IO more than $175,000. So you can see that it probably would have been a much better business decision on the defendant's part to acquire his own images, rather than copying them from IO, who was watching out for this kind of unauthorized use. Well, that's it for this podcast. Thanks for listening. Remember, all that I've said here is merely for your information and entertainment. If you need legal advice, please personally consult with an attorney. Under a Creative Commons license, I have attributed in today's show notes the sources of the music that you're hearing. I'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.